It's a wonderful song. I'm coming back. We're coming back to the heart of worship. That requires a decision. You made a decision to come to church today. Why not just go all the way in? You need a shower, you go to the bathroom, turn the shower on, but you need to get in there so you get wet, right? Well, we just have to go ahead and do it. Let's just go ahead and do it with Jesus. Receive Him right now. Just open your heart and say, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Amen? Let's say it out loud. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Not playing games. Not just reading words. Not just confessing something, saying something because I've done it 10,000 times before. Or it's what we always do. Let me tell you, God's about doing new things as well. He'll never change, but He's into doing new things. Amen? Amen. I like new things. Praise God. Glory to God. Well, wow, what a day. God is good. A lot of miracles already happened. It's good to see you all. And it's a great week to talk about Thanksgiving. Wonder why. Thursday's Thanksgiving Day. And so I've got a good message here about the pilgrims and the turkeys and the Indians. I don't. I'm sorry. We endeavored to teach something here. And the Lord gave us this mandate in the beginning to teach my people faith and how to live successfully, living victoriously. And that is what Jesus tells us, and that's what He teaches in His book. And He just says, do what I say to do. And God does not want you poor, busted, and disgusted. Would you want that for your own children? He's going to teach you a lesson. But if God's going to teach us, He'd have taught us a long time ago. Amen? He doesn't hold anything over our head. He just looks at you and say, you're my children. I love you. My son gave his life for you. Well, if he died for us, ought we not, as the Bible says, live for him? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm living for him. I'm living for Jesus. He died for me. I'm going to live for him. Oh, it's a good life. Man, it's full of surprises. It's full of victory. Every day is a possibility or something good to happen to me. Amen? Expect it. Put your faith out there. The Bible says that we are to live by faith. How do we get faith? I wish we could go to Walmart and buy a bucket full, but we can't. You got to get faith by hearing the Word of God. Well, my body don't want to. I'd rather watch the ball game. Well, I know how you feel, but that won't get you out of a jam. That won't cause the impossibles to become possible. I want to live in a place, and I want you to live in that place with me where impossible is not possible. Everything's possible to those that believe. Am I quoting the Word of God? Amen. Am I quoting the Word of God? Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. God cannot lie. We can trust God. It's a promise He makes to us. I mean, you go to Lowe's or somewhere and you buy a toaster. For $12. You can still do that in places. And you know what? They want to sell you a $25 warranty. Well, that warranty gets big. And I know in bigger things you need a warranty. You need a warranty on your cars. You need a warranty on this. You need a warranty on some things. But you know what a warranty is? It's just a promise. They promise to take care of this if something happens, if it meets all these guidelines. Well, God don't have any guidelines. Glory to God. The tomb's empty. All you got to do is believe that Jesus has risen from the grave. He's alive and well. He's alive in you. He's alive in me. We're the children of God. And as Dina was saying a while ago, I'm going to put a little tag onto that. We ought to act like it. Amen. Don't wait till heaven to get it all going. Get it going down here. Heaven don't need your praise. People down here need to see the praise. They need to see the miracles. They need to see the things that and the salvations. And they need to see the world just coming back to church. The people that haven't come back, coming back to church. And many, 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 many more coming back to church. Coming to church for the first time. I'm telling you, it's time for the advantage to stand up and do miracles and say, hey, you better get in over here and get into heaven. You better come on and bow your knee. Because He's surely coming back. And we're not, you know, we could be And Tina, I'm so thankful, baby. You're all right. Wow, what a miracle. And she's fine. Fine, fine, fine. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a miracle too. And I mean it. Amen. All right. We're going to go past the pilgrims and the Indians and the turkey. Because all of that was probably wrong anyway. Amen? They probably didn't have turkey. They might have had a deer. But that'll be okay, won't it? Yeah. Better than nothing. Better than eating an acorn. Let's be thankful and worship God. Can I say it again? Let's be thankful and worship God. He is your source of total supply. He is everything you'll let Him be. I mean everything you'll let Him be. In any and every area of your life, He will be Lord of it if you will allow Him to. But you and I have been given the gift of a free will. We can make a choice. He could have made us robots, and He probably should have. But He didn't. We have a choice to make. Because He desires people that love Him with this, from their heart. And be loyal to Him. And walk with Him. And seek His face. Fall in love with Him like He fell in love with us. And say we're nailing Him to that cross. He's every drop of blood, every drop of sweat was saying, I love You, I love You. He was even saying with His mouth, Jesus was, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You and I would have probably said, Lord, kill them because they know what they're doing. Like we do at the traffic light. When they don't turn quick. Honk, honk, honk. Ann's not here today, but y'all be sure and record that. They're just doing the best they can. You know, you go to Walmart and you stand in line for longer than it took you to shop. They got 25 registers and one is open. How many of y'all like self-checkout? I don't see a hand. One, you like it. Two, Margaret likes it. You know why? Because she learned the system, right, Larry? Practice makes perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. Larry said his cabin in the sky will be a Walmart. I'm kidding. He didn't say that. Let's be thankful and worship God. Thankful and worship God. Let's say it together. I'm thankful and I worship God. You know, I'm so thankful for our praise team. I'm thankful for the video. I'm thankful for we got people up here that know what to do up there, that know how to work that stuff. Amen is right. I'm thankful for that. But you know what? We could not have any of it. It's better with it. We're thankful for it. We want it. But we can still worship God without it. Amen. Worship comes from in here. Amen. The Bible says make a joyful noise. And that's how Lynn and I pray. That's how we sing. He sings by letter. Let her fly. I'm glad you're here today, Lynn. Have somebody pick on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be thankful and worship God. Build up others by giving thanks. Become a powerful and effectual witness by living a life of thanksgiving. Amen. Do you appreciate the people that clean the church? Yes. We only had two or three bugs this morning. Can you believe it? Oh, Jimmy already picked them up. Well, I got to call in for the pest guy. He'll be here. Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody say we're free of pest. We better qualify that. We better put a name to our pest, the insect kind, okay? Now, there's some two-legged pests walking around there once in a while, but we won't call anybody's name. Okay, become a powerful and effectual witness by living a life of thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Giving thanks is an open door. Giving thanks opens doors. Giving thanks is putting someone else, God, above us. Amen. Giving thanks, saying, God, I can't do this by myself. I need. Thank you for opening the door when I've got all these packages. Thank you for, do what you do. Be thankful. Be thankful. The giving of thanks, being grateful, is a lifestyle. Ever say I'm like that? I'm a thankful person. Yeah. I thank my wife for washing my clothes. I have to say that. Glory to God, I like clean clothes. Don't y'all? And I don't know how to do the washing machine. Let me tell you a secret, guys. If you never have to learn to do it, if you never learn to do it, you don't ever have to do it. Don't learn how to cook. Don't learn how to do the washer. And then that, then we won't have to do it. I'm thankful. I got somebody that let do that for me. Amen. She's not here today. But anyway, I gave her a week off. Just kidding on that part. Hallelujah. But let's be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful somebody holds the door open for you. I tell you, I was working, calling on stores several years ago. And it was at that time when women's lib was really getting bold and really hostile. We men didn't know what to do. I mean, I worked in these stores. We setting up these stores, tearing them down, pulling them back, and there's ladies working there, and there's men working there. And, you know, you see a lady with a big load, and you want to help her, and she might just cuss you out. I'm serious. You don't know what to do. But most ladies have gotten over it, and they should. We're just doing helpful things, the way we were raised. Those are lovely things. Those are nice things. I like lovely things and nice things, don't you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, please. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. Aren't you glad we got the screens? Or y'all would have been lost as a frog because you didn't bring your Bible. Amen. 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 Thank God for the screens. This know also, Paul writes to Timothy, that in the last days perilous times shall come. I think we all can agree that those times are here. Let's go verse 2. For mankind shall be lovers of their own selves. Could I have a little amen on that? Covetous. Is that right? Boasters. Yeah. Just look at me. Look at me. I didn't get aggravated. But, these football players, they make a good catch, and they get up in the end zone and do their dance, and they do all this stuff like, look at me. You know, look at me. Well, where's the poor quarterback that threw the ball? He's back here on his head somewhere. Somebody done tore it off. He got the ball to him. Amen? Just showing out. Look at me. That's the way the world works today. Just look at me. But that's not how God's world works. God's world works like this. Look at God and look at somebody else. Build somebody up. Somebody may be having a horrible, horrible day, and you will never know it by the smile on their face. And if you do something nice and you say thank you to them, whoa, it can change everything for them, because they thought they had no hope and nobody cared about them. Thank you opens the door. Thank you. It's something we should all do. What was it? Barney, the purple guy, purple dino. That's the magic words. Oh, please and thank you. Please and thank you. The magic words. Well, I don't believe in magic, but I believe in God. Amen. And I believe those kind of words work. Please and thank you. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Oh, Lord. Disobedient to parents. Jay, you better shape up. I think it's too late. We all got great kids, right? Amen. This is not us. We are not of these people. We are people of God. These are people of the world. These are heathen people that do not know God. They blaspheme God. They talk down about God. They say we're crazy. But you know who's going to be crazy one day? They are. Because we're going to be standing over here as they're walking toward the great white throne judgment, and they're going to be goats and not sheep. And they're going the wrong direction. And you know what? When you leave this body, all your days of choice are over. You made your choice while you're on. You can't wait to heaven to get born again. You can't wait till you die to be in with Jesus. You got to make that decision down here right now while you have the choice. Your body is your authority to make a decision of where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to be with. Down here and up there too. Amen. Shake off those old thoughts. Well, I'll get there. You know, I'll ask Jesus into my heart just before I die. Well, what if you're unconscious? It won't work, will it? Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Let me say unthankful. You see, all these things that's being listed here is what's going to show up in the end times. It does not say in this list anywhere about a flood, a tornado, a volcano, or something naturally catastrophe. It doesn't say that kind of thing at all. This is all about people. People are going to be like this. That's the thing we have to watch out for. In the last days, men shall be like this. Oh my goodness. What can we say? The world needs a dose of the ghost. The world needs Jesus. Amen. The church needs to get on fire to be a witness. Right, Dina? To talk up the church. We're afraid to because somebody might say something. You'll talk to that person that you know and they don't believe in miracles and you want to tell them one. Well, go ahead and tell them. Tell them anyway. If they don't like you, they'll get over it. But we need to be a witness for God. Amen. Everybody's already seen your car parked outside. They know you come to this crazy church. So anyway, praise God. Just go ahead and be crazy. Just go ahead and be whole hog for God. Why not? He was for you. Man. Unthankful. We're thinking about giving thanks. We're thinking about being full of thanks. We're thinking about being thankful. Giving thanks. Everybody right? Giving thanks. He said, people will get to the point where they don't give thanks. And we're way past that tipping point in my mind. Things happen and people just walk off. Unholy, verse 3. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Let's read 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of the pleasures more than lovers of God. Could you just have a little amen on that? That's true, isn't it? That's true. That's what the world looks like. Well, that's what the world looks like right now. It's getting worse every day. But you know, the body of Christ should be getting better every day. I'm going to run on that one. The body of Christ should be better every day. We should be getting closer to God every day. We should be thankful every day. We need to let the Spirit of God flow in us like a river. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I have something to live for. I got tomorrow to look forward to. Glory to God, y'all. Verse 5. This is a good one right here. Having a form of godliness, and that's one reason we're in the shape we're in now. Having a form of godliness, oh, this is how we do it. You know, turn to 3:28 and sing this song. Then, you know, I'm not making, but that's how I was raised. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I need power. I need God. But I only have a form. This is how we do it. I haven't been taught. I don't know that I can lift my hands. I don't know that the Bible says lift up those feeble knees. I don't know about worship. I don't know about so much, and I need to know. They said, we'll just do it like this. That's what you call religion. Right. I thought that'd go over better than that one amen I got. Hey, everybody in here is on the same page. So you can say amen all you want to. Amen? You did it. See what you did? Having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Been listening to Rick Renner quite a bit here lately. He's been talking about his own growing up, and he was raised in a church. He said, I'm thankful for my raising. I'm thankful for my raising. Good gosh, we could have been, sure enough, in a bad pickle without it. So anyway, we're thankful for all that. We're saying, I'm thankful for where I was. And I'm thankful where I am today. All right. Having a form, but denying the power of that. There are people that they believe, but they believe those days are over. Do you know anybody today, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, or emotionally, that's every area of your life that possibly could need a miracle? Well, I'm sorry. At Faith Outreach, we don't believe in those anymore. Just so we can close our hymnals and get the chewing gum out of our mouth and get up and slowly walk out. A lot of people walk out of church more sad than when they got there. And when nobody's pointing fingers, we're not perfect. But denying the power thereof, you're denying God. You're saying, God, you're not real anymore. Read the book. Read the book. Read the book. New Testament book. Jesus said, believe it is possible. All things are possible to those that believe. You need a miracle? You know somebody else needs a miracle? I had a friend one time, she worked with a guy, and he didn't believe in miracles anymore. Those days had passed. So anyway, and she believed that, like we do, you know, hey, I'll tell you who she is later. three guesses, first two don't count, okay? Anyway, they would always be yakking, you know. And one day, he got a phone call, and he said, I got to go from work. And she said, what's the matter? He said, somebody's sick in my family. And then he said, would you pray for us? And nobody but this woman would have said what she said. She said, no, you don't believe in it. Barry, I ain't got enough sand to say that. Oh, man. Glory to God. But anyway, God used that woman. She said that. And I guarantee you, he thought about that all the way to the house. It's easy to say we don't believe in something until we need something. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus is alive and well. And he looks at you. He knows your heart. If you're born again, you are clean. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am thankful that we've been made righteous. Are you? Yeah. Boy, I wouldn't want to be in a position, and I was there because I didn't know any better for a long, long time, and we all were, that I couldn't do good enough to get right with God, so I just gave up. But when I found out the Bible says, by faith, in him, I've been made right with God. In his righteousness, I've been made right. It wasn't my performance. It was his performance. I just got to believe in what he did for me, and then everything's going to be all right. And when God looks at you, Peggy, he'll say, I find no fault in you. Amen. That's what he's going to say to you. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? Well done, my good and faithful servant. It's the same thing. Where are those pilgrims? We didn't pass them by. Giving thanks. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. God is not the author of confusion. But when the Holy Spirit begins to move, gently things happen. People just get up, pray for one another. I mean, it's just how we do. Because I learned a long time ago that God is smarter than I am. Now, I ought to get a good amen on that. Amen. Thank you, Doc. Amen. He had to go far either to get there. Glory to God. He's smart. No, so why should I sit at home and go on the internet and work me up a message, David, and then get out here and try to impress you with how good I am and miss the Lord a million miles because somebody that day needed to hear something else? But how many times, I can't tell you how many times I've been on the front row here, the music will begin, and then I'm prepared. I'm always prepared. But let me tell you something. God said, talk about this. drop a scripture in your heart. Or a song just keeps echoing in your heart, in your mind. This is what you need to talk about today, because there's somebody there, maybe more than one, that needs to hear, because God knows hearts. He knows where we're hurting, and He wants to fix it. You need this? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about something else. Well, you know, God gave this message, and my goodness, we're going to do it. That lady we had preach here one time, we was first getting started. My. She said, she got up there, had her stopwatch, click. I said, what's she doing? She said, well, I got an hour. I'm going to preach an hour. And I said, oh, Jesus. If I'd have known then what I know now, Dawn, that service would have been over quick. Because the Holy Ghost don't use no stopwatch.
Amen.
If He wants to go and the anointing is here, you can sit here for 5 hours. If the anointing is here, it'll feel like 15 minutes. But you can sit there 15 minutes. If the anointing's not here, it'll feel like 5 hours. And some of you are saying, but it's feeling like that already. Diane.
No.
Okay, let's quickly go to Hebrews 13:15. This afternoon or this week, read Psalms 100. You can't have Thanksgiving and not read Psalms 100. Read all five verses. It won't take you long. And there it says, you can find out your scripture correct when it says, make a joyful noise. Lynn and I are thankful for that scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5. By Him, therefore, let us offer. Everybody say offer. A sacrifice of praise to God. That's really the only thing we have to give. God, I've got X amount of dollars. God, I've got whatever. That amounts to nothing. Because He gave us all that. But right here, we've got the choice. This is in us. And it's coming from my heart. And say, Lord, I'm going to sacrifice a praise to You today. Sacrifice of praise to God continually, a lifestyle. How do you do that? By saying thank you when you're out here in the world tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. All you ladies and gentlemen who've cooked me food and brought it to me, thank you very much. Just keep it coming. I'll thank you again. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. How do we give a sacrifice of praise? By the fruit of our lips. A fruit of our lips. Most of us don't have any trouble talking till we get out of here. Some of you have trouble in here. But I won't call Debbie and Jeanette's name. I'll pay for that one. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. This, again, is a decision. We cannot worship God. We cannot worship and love God and others without being thankful. I said that. I'm going to read that again. You cannot worship and have the love of God without being thankful. I'm going to give you illustrations. We're not going to turn to them. Paul wrote a bunch of letters. Did y'all know that? Could you name one? Ephesians. What about this side over here? They didn't make it. Okay. Count three. One letter. Corinthians. A+. All right, middle section. Dwight, you got, come on, brother. Name one letter. Galatians. Philippians. Okay, we're all on the same page now. Y'all made an A. Now, he wrote those letters to some churches that had some ordinary people in them. They're just getting started. They really don't know what's going on. But they've come, they've learned, they've heard of Jesus. Paul taught them. Great things were happening, miracles. And he taught them. Look, I would like to sit under Paul's teaching, and I believe one day, Miss Ruth, we're going to get to. But then he would have to leave and he would write letters back to them, Crystal. And they needed their self straightened out. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? If you read the letters, you'll see. Some of them need some serious talk to. But almost all his letters begin with this. I'm so thankful for you. And I just want to tear into them, wouldn't you, Miss Ray? Just straighten them out. But almost all of them begin, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for you. What did that do? Well, it kept their self-worth up. They're better than where they used to be. Look around here. Everybody in here is better than we used to be if we're loving God. Aren't we thankful? Yeah, amen. And Paul would write letters to these churches that he founded and said, I'm thankful for you. Not that you're a pain in my neck, not that I have to write this letter. He just said, I'm thankful for you. You're better than where you used to be. And you're going to do great things. Amen? That'll give you an assignment this week. I'm thankful for you. And then the door opened, and Miss Agnes, they got to feeling better. Now look, this is not Mickey Mouse writing a letter to this. This is Paul. He is the founder of it all. And he has great weight and great strength and great words. What he says is what it's supposed to be. And he said, I'm thankful for you. Paul's not going to lie. Or it wouldn't be in the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that word. It wouldn't be in the Bible if he didn't mean it. I'm thankful for you. Yet they caused him a headache. I'm thankful. Then he goes on about chapter 2. And he begins, as we say in some places, he commences to straighten them out. He says, I'll see you soon. Get it right. He knew all that stuff by the Spirit. He had messengers as well. Be thankful, y'all. Let's be thankful. About time to quit, isn't it? Everybody say, thank goodness. Y'all catching on quick. Dana, did you say, thank goodness? I'm glad. Paul gave thanks to these people in these letters. Let's learn something from Paul today. We have situations in life when people deserve to be straightened out, as we say. And we need it. But isn't it better when the guy's supposed to straighten you out and says, I'm thankful for you. Then I can receive it a whole lot better, right? Because the other way, I'd have got mad. Well, just keep your job then. I'm gone. I don't like working here anyway. I don't like going to church here anyway. I'm gone. But you see, when we say, I'm so thankful for you. And the Holy Spirit is saying that and writing that. Because the Bible is Holy Spirit anointed words of God. They're the breath of life. They cannot lie. And Paul shows us how to get along in life so much easier and better, to build up God, to build up those that we are around. And we're supposed to demonstrate, right? Y'all got your little bracelets on. What would Jesus do? We forgot our bracelets and what he said too. But we can say, I'm thankful for you. Can you do that? Sure you can. Because you know why? Because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus said to do. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. By this love will the whole world know that you're my disciple. The whole world will know who you are by how you treat people. I'm thankful. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all of you. Amen? Amen? Well, let's all jump to our feet Act like you won't go eat some of that turkey and dressing here this week sometime. Hallelujah. Boy, they just sprung up all upstairs. You in the balcony, come on down. We'll wait for you. You know what Billy Graham says?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's going to happen. I have no doubt. I have no doubt because people are not totally stupid. They're going to come to Jesus before it's too late. Because people are praying for him. Y'all praying?
Yeah.
I am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity today to be just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful group of people in here today. I thank you for our church. I thank you, Lord, for all that gets done. We are just so thankful. We're thankful for our families. And Lord, we just so, everything, Lord God, is a blessing to you. We give you praise. Lord God, may we have learned today that Thanksgiving opens doors for us. And Lord God, we give you all the praise. Now, Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know you, Lord, give them the strength to say yes. I'll be waiting down here. If you need to come, you come. If you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, whatever, if you need prayer for anything, we want to pray for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for giving us life. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody love them before you go, and I thank you for what you've done for me. Don't forget boxes now. We need to help Keith get these boxes outside. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all are the best in Jesus' name.